You're out at the club tonight. You're surrounded by people. And you went alone. There's music and dancing and lights. And it's hot and sweaty. You don't know that I'm going to surprise you, do you? We talked earlier, but I leave you a little message and tell you to meet me back at your place. It's getting late. You've had a few drinks. You managed to get yourself home safely, and I'm there waiting for you. I had just gotten there myself, and you see me, and our eyes lock, and we look at each other, knowing that it won't be long before we're naked together. There's an attraction there. You let me in your apartment, and I follow you slowly, wondering who's going to make the first move. We're both still a little nervous. And you say something I don't understand. Indecipherable, a mumble maybe under your breath, your brain half working mixed with the intoxication of the night, the alcohol and the fuzz and the hum and your brain, yourself trying not to get too turned on too quickly. You know what you want to do to me. And you know what I want to do to you. You just know. Nervously pacing your apartment. You hand me a glass of water. You have one as well, so you won't get dehydrated. So you won't get a hangover from partying. We're both a little tired, but I don't think we're going to sleep, do you? I so badly want you to make a move. We're alone now, so you might. You might walk over to me, take the glass from my hand and set it down. And maybe slip your hand into mine and squeeze it. And lean over. And kiss me. Looking into my eyes before our lips touch and our eyes close. A little moan would escape from my mouth. Moans that you like so much, but you haven't heard them yet. Oh, you would kiss. You would head me toward the bedroom. Hesitant but confident. A strange combination. And I'd follow you. And we'd kiss again while you undress me. Eventually dropping to your knees when you get to my underwear. My panties. And you would take your teeth and pull them off without using your hands. While you grab the back of my thighs, dig your fingers in a little bit. Oh, God. Oh, you would position me on the bed. You'd lift me. You're so strong. You'd position me with my legs spread on the bed. And you would kneel, pull me to the edge, and eat me. Oh, you know I taste so good. Oh, you know. You want me to come all over your face? You're gonna have to start really slow with me, okay? One finger first, okay? Your mouth on my clit, sucking, flicking, licking my entrance up and down, maybe plunging your tongue in a little bit. Oh god. Then one finger, working it back and forth while you lick me. Oh, and then another finger. Oh, you have to get me ready for you. You're too big for me. You're too big for me right now. How many times are you gonna let me come first? How many times? Oh, please. Oh, please let me come. Oh, please let me come. How many times will you let me come? At least once, right? Oh, you're not that mean. You weren't that big of a tease. Oh, okay. Okay. So you let me come twice. You would let me come twice before I would beg you for your cock. Oh god, I would beg you for your cock. Oh, fuck. Okay, I need your cock. I need it. Oh, but you want me on top, don't you? You want me on top. Oh, you want me to lower myself onto you so you can watch my lips grip you as I slowly go in and let out a slow, slightly pained but pleasurable moan. Oh god. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, you want me to use you a little, don't you? You want me to use you, but I wouldn't be using you. You would love it. Oh, you would love it because you want it. You want my pussy wrapped around you. And I want your big, hard cock inside me. Oh, I do. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh god. Oh, your cock would make me scream. I fucking know it. Oh, it would. So, I would ride you. I would ride you because you want me to. And I would lean over and kiss you. I would kiss you as I grip your hands in mine and release our fingers and whisper in your ear, I love fucking you. I love fucking you. Oh yeah. Oh god, your cock feels so good. Your cock feels so good. Then I come very, very quickly. Before you would take me and lift me up again. And bend me against the wall with my legs wrapped around you. And fuck me like that against the wall. Until we are both a hot, sweaty mess. Staring into one another's eyes. Grabbing and grunting and groaning. And biting your shoulder. And I'm coming all over your cock. Oh god, that's what would happen, wouldn't it? That's what would happen. That's what would happen if I told you I meet you at your place nervously. That's what would happen if you took the glass of water from my hand. That's what would happen if you got confident enough to kiss me, wouldn't it? Oh, wouldn't that happen? Oh, I want it to happen.